Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Well, you know, the plan, first of all, is that there's a lot of dynamics to this job, right? There are a lot of responsibilities. And so how we decide to fill all those roles, that's not up to me. That's up to Mr. McNair and how he decides to do that. What I will tell you is I don't think it's, you know, I said an extended leave of absence yesterday because however we decide to man these various roles, okay, whether it's the draft or free agency or picking the hotels and buses that we use, all these things that encompass my job, whoever is responsible and whoever takes over those roles, I don't think it would be fair for me to insert myself, reinsert myself at any point during that process halfway through. And so it makes sense to just have a complete year that we just take off so that whoever is fulfilling all of those roles and responsibilities has the freedom to do that. So those things are still being discussed and talked about and worked through. And I'll let Mr. McNair and I'll let Bill and, you know, everyone else who's responsible for those things speak to those matters.
Well, that clearly lets you know that if it's Jimmy Ray, that feels temporary. Jimmy Ray's on the staff. Jimmy Ray has been...
Unless they promote him to permanent general manager.
Well, they
That's
could.
A different deal.
I mean, they could,
yeah.
And he is a guy. But he is somebody who works in the team that they could say, we're going to give you a temporary, you know, an interim tag, and then Rick Smith will come back after a year and step back into that role. If you see somebody like Brian Gain, who was here previously and who's worked with Bill O'Brien, if you see him leave Buffalo after a year and come back, then that's going to be a permanent deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a permanent deal. And I mean, Rick isn't going to get his job back. His general manager. I really don't think
because Gain and O'Brien are.
I think they've got background.
Yeah.
I think so, somewhere along the way. I think
the rumor is that those two. I think are.
Yeah, I can't remember.
See, and Bill lost that.
But Brian Gain was. Well, I can't remember if he was hired before Bill or not. I don't think so. I think he was after Bill, but I don't know. Brian Gain comes from the Bill Parcells family tree. You know, you've got. Bill Belichick is where at least there's a background with Bill Belichick for Bill O'Brien.
Yeah.
We know that.
Yeah.
And Belichick worked under Bill Parcells. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it plays out. How will it affect this year's draft and stuff like that? I don't know. I don't know how involved Bill O'Brien will be in the draft. Free agency. The Texans will have three third round picks. They have no first and second. I'm to the point now where I think you got to package two of the thirds to get into the second and go try to get a tackle if possible. You got to do something on that offensive line. Or even get a guard. I don't care. Really, you know, a good guard. You got to do something. Three thirds, you just can't wait until the third round. You're going to have to get into the second.
Okay, so let's do this. And I hate to be 6'10", but we have to talk. The season is over now. And we have to talk about next year. What do you expect from JJ? What if you're the organization? What do you say? I mean, you put $100 million into the dude, so you got to get something out of him.
I mean, honestly, I think you expect him to expect. I don't think you can even use the word expect anymore. I mean,
I think you hope.
You hope he can get to 8 or 9 sacks a year.
Okay, so what do you do though? What's the plan? Is it JJ? You're playing half the snaps. JJ, you're playing. We got to, and you know him. I got to pray. I got to jump out of box. Dude, you got to slow down. Your body can't take it anymore.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you're like Tiger Woods now. I don't mean it like that. But here's the deal: is I think. You know this.
Molly Percocet.
He said like Tiger Woods. That's what Tiger Woods is about.
I'm talking about the Canadian doctor. Anyway, so listen, here's the deal is what can you expect out of him? Whitney Merciless, you're hoping he's back. He's good. honestly, when you're talking about third round and later, and you maybe package up and get into the second round, that would be totally sweet to get some kind of a tackle. That would be awesome. But the defense will be better. You got to find a defensive. You got to find another cornerback because you're clearly lacking there. I don't think there's any question. Mm-hmm. But when you have a better pass rush, everybody looks better, right? Yeah. So, and that's the thing about AJ Bouye this year. It's one of the greatest statistical years of all time by a cornerback. But guess what? He had the best pass rush in all of football.
Yeah.
He had a great pass rush here last year.
Well, so did Jalen.
So when, yeah, I know, Jalen was really good too.
But I mean, I think it can be
those
also,
two were two of the best.
I think those are mutually exclusive too. I think AJ is just a really good cover guy.
Yeah, well, but what we've seen out of AJ the last couple of years is he can come up and play, but because he's got a great pass rush. He had a great pass rush last year.
Yeah, I just think he can cover. I mean, I've seen him cover for years. It's just he was always he would always get in a lot of trouble with double moves. Like because he sits on routes. He's a route
sitter. Well, but you can sit on routes when you know that the quarterback's only going to have so much time to throw. If, like, when you're playing Deshaun Watson after, okay, so they played him in the first game, in the second half of the first game, so you didn't not really a great indicator. But Deshaun had more time than any quarterback in the NFL, over 4 seconds to throw, because he created that time. Would A.J. Bouye, who's sitting on routes and gets double moved, how good would A.J. Bouye be then?
I don't know. He didn't really get double moved much anymore. That was kind of my point.
Because there was no time.
Well, no, but his instincts were he didn't really – I think he figured out what teams were trying to do, and he got smarter. Look, that's a guy who made a ton of plays in preseason, in camp. Like, every practice he is – I just think he's got great ball skills. I think he's a legit great – that's irrelevant to the point you're making about pass rush.
My point is how much better will the Texans be when they get a pass rush again?
Yeah, but they got to get real corners too. Kevin Johnson is a third cornerback at best.
Yeah.
And that's why letting Bouye go to me was a mistake, because you didn't know what you had with him. You know, J.J. can't run really anymore. Kareem could never run.
No.
You got some issues at cornerback.
Oh, you got a lot of issues.
Yeah, you got a lot of issues at cornerback. I don't think there's any question,
but I think you will be better. Just because
you should be, yeah.
You should be a little bit better. If you're going to pick
Merciless
between,
or JJ, are they going to be better because of one or the other?
Merciless. They're going to be better because Merciless is there again. Because JJ, the days of JJ, his three defensive MVP years, those are over.
Okay, that's fine. Let's say they're
now
over.
Him being a really good defensive end in the 3-4. He still probably could do. There's still that ahead if he could stay on the field.
Yeah, how confident do you
feel? But he wasn't the same guy. He wasn't a defensive MVP when he was playing.
But how confident do you feel?
That he'll stay on the field?
Yeah.
Not very.
I mean, then what the hell? Look, this is the question that no one's going to want to talk about. The fact is, what you're paying him right now is outrageous.
No, well, you're done. But he, three MVP seasons gets that. Three defensive MVP seasons gets that.
I understand, but at some point in this isn't basketball and baseball. This isn't guaranteed.
Oh,
the whole
really?
Way
this
through.
Is a team that paid Brian Cushing 3 years after he was past his prime, big money, and put him back on the field.
Let me tell you.
Listen, JJ is an icon here.
I understand that. But first of all, Brian Cushing should have been cut 2 years ago. Well, this really wasn't a hard. This team is really poor. It really is poorly run, if you really want to know the truth. They let Glover Quinn go and they bring in Ed Reed. They let Bouye walk when they didn't have solutions at cornerback. And you could have franchised them for a year and just said, we're just not going to let you go for a year. We're just going to see how it goes. And then maybe we'll let you go. In essence, that could be what they're doing with Bill O'Brien.
I think that's exactly what they're going to do.
And so, you know, they've got to start operating like a smart team. They don't operate like a dumb team, but they don't operate like a smart team. They operate like a 9-7 to 7-9 to 8-8 team. You want to know why they're in the middle of the pack? Because they're a middle of the pack organization who functions like a middle of. Hanging on to Brian Cushing that long, that's a middle of the pack decision. That's an owner like, well, he had blood on his nose, so he had oxygen in the ditch and the blood in the nose. The guy's a multiple time pet
offender.
Doesn't
matter. That's what they do.
He's slow. Get him out. This is just a football decision.
That's what
decision.
They do, Lance.
And look, JJ,
you couldn't get rid of the dude that raised $37 million for Harvey?
Well,
Have you lost your mind?
I'm not saying that. You can't. And I'm not saying to get rid of JJ. But what I am saying is that you're going to have to take a look at him moving forward. If he can't stay on the field, you may have to ask him to take a little bit of a pay cut.
He ain't doing that either.
You could just keep paying him to be out for the whole year, I guess.
That's all. That's what you're doing. That's all you're doing.
I mean,
so but the fact of the matter is that if you had your druthers, what they do with those three third round picks, package it up, go to the second round and get a tackle, and then get another tackle in the third round, whatever the case may be, you need that offensive line help more than you need DB help, I think. I think that offensive line is...
Yeah, but you just don't get those guys that late.
You've got to keep Deshaun as clean as possible.
Now, if they think Davenport is coming along, maybe he ends up being... I don't... Look, I'm not a big fan personally, but...
Oh, come on.
We'll see, but to me... Good tackles go in the first round primarily. Every once in a while, you get a Cam Robinson who slips into the second. If you're not picking a tackle on the top 45 picks, you're probably not getting a good tackle. That's just the reality of it. You're not going to get someone who's going to be a factor, or you're going to get somebody with some physical liabilities and limitations, or physical limitations that can be liabilities. So for my money, what I would do is I'm talking about. I don't know that I'm saying you have to get a tackle in the second round. But you need to go get a more high-impact player. It could even be a guard, but you've got two guards who need to be replaced. You got a center who's missed three of his last 4 years. He's ended the season with season-ending injuries. This Nick Martin thing this is a really severe concern here.
Yeah.
Nick Martin can't stay healthy.
No. No.
I mean, he can't. Go back to his college years. Go to his pro years. Nick Martin, I don't even think you can depend on him, and that's a second round pick.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, in this free agent tackle market, you know what? You're just going to have to overpay and get a body, though. You're going to have to.
I got to see who the free agents are.
It's bad. It's not good at all. It is really not good.
It never is good because good tackles don't get away.
Well, there were a couple out there last year, but guess what? You decided no, we don't need that. Yeah, Dwayne Brown's going to hold out, and we got Kendall Lamb.
Tony Romo, John.
Tony Romo is not a left tackle. I don't know if you heard.
No, but they weren't going to spend money because they were saving
it for Tony. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Did John Granato just make J.J. Watt sound like Ed Orgeron?
Box jump.
He did have some Ed Orgeron there.
744 ESPN 97.5 703-780-3776. Come on.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.